वन्देहं श्रीगुरु।
The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, second chapter, text number 11, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 4th of March, 1966, in New York, New York.
Sri Rupam Chakra Jatam. So, Krishna, he's identified the Bhagavan. Bhagavan means that nobody can surpass his knowledge. Because I have already given the definition of Bhagavan, that a personality who is in full, all the opulences, wealth, strength, fame, and knowledge, beauty, and renunciation, he is God, you see. So, now in this, at the present moment when people are godless, I think this definition is convincing. If you find out a personality, that one who has got in full all these opulences, he is God, then it will be very difficult to present an ordinary man as God. You see? You will find that in the Bhagavad Gita, when Arjuna was convinced that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God, but because in future others will have doubt about Krishna, he requested Krishna, will you show me your universal form? And Krishna agreed and showed him the universal form. That means in future, any intelligent man accepting a so-called God may also ask him, just show something that you are God, without showing something simply by false advertisement, one cannot be God. So whole mistake is that we do not know what is God. We consider God maybe just like one of us. No. The God who is controlling such a huge affairs of universal administration, he cannot be. He is superconscious. That is superconsciousness. Now, here, asachyanana suchastam prajnabhanam subhasis. Now the whole living existence is a very subtle thing. Now, this body, body made of earth, water, fire, air, sky, this gross body. And behind this, there is another subtle body, that is mind, intelligence and ego. So, when we give up this gross body, that subtle body carries me to another gross body. So, when this body is lifeless, that body, subtle body, is not lifeless. Just like at night, when this gross body is asleep, the subtle body works. Therefore we dream. The subtle body carries to next life. And I have given in the introduction that how one man changes his body. Janjanabhapi smaran lokita jatanti kalevaram. Now the subtle body, I mean to say mind, intelligence and ego, when these three things, psychic life, is absorbed in a certain kind of thought, the dying man gets a similar body in the next life. We shall come when we make progress in the study of Bhagavad Gita. Just like the air passing over the rose tree carries the flavor of the rose, and the air passing over a filthy place carries the flavor of that filthy place. The air is pure, but because it is passing over certain conditions, it carries the flavor. Similarly, the mind, intelligence and ego carries the flavor of our present activities to the next life. That is the subtle mystery of transmigration of the soul from one body to another. Now, in this life, we purify just like rose, the next life we shall get a body which is full of flavor. In this life, if we practice devotion of God, the next life is to become the associate of God. And that Chintamani, Prakarasadvasu, we are transferred to that planet. You see, these are simple things. The whole thing is in my head. If I want to be degraded, I can prepare myself in this life for such degradation, in the next life. And if we want to elevate ourselves to the highest perfection of life, as to become one of the associates of God, we can prepare ourselves like that. You will find in an advanced chapter that Janti Deva Vrata Devan Pitrin Janti Pitri Vrataha. Now, we are trying to go to the moon planet. Now, here, in this life, if we cultivate ourselves with the same thought, the moon planet, that means the moon planet, about moon planet we have to hear and we have to think that I shall go in the such and such place, I shall go. Unless you hear, you cannot have idea. Just like our friend Mr. Cohen, he has left for California. Now, so far I am concerned, I have no idea of California. Now he has told me that after reaching there, he will write about the description of the place. Now suppose if reading that description of the place, I think of going there, though so I prepare myself, why must go there? So, just like I was describing that Chintamani Dham, what sort of trees are there, and you are very much pleased that I must go there. So we have to hear. Unless we hear what sort of God is, what sort of God's place is, what is the mode of life there, we cannot be attracted. So here they say there is gatasu or gatasuncha. There are two sort of bodies in which we are now entered. Now, suppose gross body appears to be now dead and gone, stopped. But one must know that subtle body has carried him to another body. The subtle body is not lost life. The life is there. So here Krishna says that either of the gross body or a subtle body has to be also left. When you get liberation, that subtle body, that egoistic life has also to be left. Now, see, at any condition, the body has to be left. So why one should cry for this body? Therefore Krishna says that an enlightened man does not lament over this body. The whole question that and a soul is different from this body, the whole question is solved in one verse, you see. Gatasum, agatasumcha, nanu suchanti pandita. One who is actually learned, he does not, he has no concern of this body. He is concerned with the activities of the soul. So, you are speaking of so many things that if these, my friends die, their wives will become widow. These are all according to the bodily relation you are speaking. And you are posing yourself just like a boy, very learned man, but you are a fool number one, because your whole conception is on the body. Your whole conception of argument with me was on the body, but you are posing himself just as if you are very learned man. So anyone who has got conception, the identification of this body, he is not a learned man, he is a fool. He may be into the calculation of academic education. He may be B.A., M.A., Ph.D., D.Sc. or something like Dr. Fanner. But if he has got his identification with this body, he is not a learned man, according to Bhagavad Gita. Not only according to whole Vedic literature. This is the first instruction. If we want to make progress towards spiritual advancement of knowledge, this preliminary knowledge we must have, that I am not this body. I am not this body. This is the preliminary standing of spiritual knowledge. This is not advancement. This is simply ABCD. ABCD of spiritual life. In the Bhagavad, there is a very nice verse in this connection, in which it is stated, जस्सात्मबुद्धि कुनपेति धातु के सधिक कलत्रादि सुभोम इज्जधि जस्सात्मबुद्धि कुनपेति धातु के कुनपे means this bag made of three elements. Now according to Ayurvedic medical system, this body is made of three elements, kapha, pitta, vayu.
Three elements?
Yes, kapha. Kapha means cold, coldness.
Carbon.
Kapha, what do you call kapha? Kapha-ing. Kapha, pitta, vayu. Coldness, heat and air. Coldness, heat and air. Yes. Only these three things constitute this body. That which is called a bag made of three elements, coldness, air and fire, heat. Heat, coldness and air. This body is made.
What does coldness stand for?
Coldness, you can take it for water, all secretion. Yes?
Yes, water, fire.
Water, fire and air. Now, the Bhagavad says that jasatma buddhi kunapeti dhaduke. If anyone is identified with this body made of water, air and fire, and jasatma buddhi kunapeti dhaduke, this is a body made of three things. Now, and sadhik kalatradishu, and if one thinks the issues, the by-products of this body as his own kinsmen, just like my children, my wife, my relatives, my father, my mother, my brother, my nation, my society, everything is due to this bodily relation. And there are thousands of women loitering in the street of the Divan, and suppose I have got some bodily connection with you, I call you my wife. And because I have got bodily relation with you, all the children produced by you, they are my children. You see? So whole thing is, the basic principle is wrong, that I am this body. And now from the expansion of the body, the whole thing is false. Because I am not this body, so my expansion of body is also not a... But whole world is going on this false impression. The whole world is going on. They're fighting between one nation and another nation because due to this body. So just sattva buddhi kunapi tridhavite. One who is identified with this body, which is made of water, fire and air, and the issues from this body as kinsmen and own men, the sattva buddhi kunapi tridhavite, sadhik kalatradishu, attachment for such issues, and bhoma ijyadhi, and the land from which this body has grown up, that is worshipable. Now everybody is fighting for the land. Oh, we are Indian, we are Pakistani, we are Vietnamese, we are American, we are German. The fighting, so much fighting is going on. The land, for the land. So land has become worshipable, so worshipable that one is sacrificing his valuable life for that land, you see. But the land is so dear, why? Because his body has become grown up from this land. So that is also there, the bodily connection. So jasatu buddhi kunapi tithagke sadik kalatradishu bhoma ijyadhi. Bhoma, in the land, there. They have no what, they have no meaning for God, not the Russian philosophy. They have no meaning for God, but they have every meaning for their land, for the land. The land as they are identified as worshipable, and they are prepared to sacrifice anything for the land. So jasatu buddhi kunapi tridhatuke, one who is identified with his body, and one who thinks the bodily offshoots as his own man, and the land from which the body has grown as worshipable. Jatitha buddhi salile. Now, in Christian world also, that the water of the Jordan River is sacred, is considered. Similarly, Hindus also, when they go to some pilgrimage, they take bath on the sacred river. But one should know that going to the sacred place does not mean simply to take bath in that water. Real meaning of going to a sacred place to find out some intelligent scholar in spiritual knowledge, they are living there, to make association with them, to take knowledge from them. That is the purpose of going to pilgrimage. Because in pilgrimage, in holy places, just like my residence is at Vrindavan. So at Vrindavan there are many great scholars and saintly persons living. So one should go to such holy places not simply to take bath in the water, but he must be intelligent enough to find out some spiritually advanced man living there and take instruction from him and benefited by that. But well, he does not go. He takes simply bath and purchases some goods and advertises, oh, I had been to such and such pilgrimage. The sattva buddhi kunapi tridhatuke and jatitha buddhi salile na karhichi janesu avigyesu. He has the attachment for pilgrimage for taking bath only, but he has no attraction for the learned people there. You see? So, such kind of man is considered as ass. So, about gokhara. Gokhara. Go means cow, and khara means ass. So, practically, the whole world is moving as the civilization of cow and asses. Because the whole thing is identification with this. The big center is this body, an expansion of the body, the attraction, the whole attraction is there. Yes, you want to?
Yes, in the places known as secret places. sacred places.
Yes.
Isn't it also the fact that there is more magnetism there because of the meeting of
certainly. Therefore, the place itself has got some magnetism.
Yes.
See, just like at Vrindavan, that is practical. Now, here I am sitting in New York, a very great, the world's greatest city, so magnificent city. But my heart is always hankering after that Vrindavan.
Yes.
I am not happy yet.
Yes,
I shall be very happy to return to my Vrindavan, that sacred place. But then why you are? No, because it is my duty. I have brought some message for you people. Because I am ordered by superior, my spiritual master, that whatever you have learned, you should go to the western country and you must distribute this knowledge. So in spite of all my difficulties, all my inconveniences, I am here because I am in duty. That is my personal convenience. If I go and sit down at Vrindavan, I shall be very comfortable there and I will have no anxiety, nothing of the sort, you see. But I have taken all the risks in the old age because I am in duty bound. So I have to execute my duty in spite of all my inconveniences. That is the idea. So this is the whole thing. The whole basic principle of spiritual advancement of knowledge, one should first be convinced that he is not this body. Then the other spiritual knowledge will begin. This is the basic principle. You'll find it. You'll find it in the Bhagavad Gita situation of spiritual life is called Brahma Bhuta Avastha. Brahma. So, Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma Nasodhiti Nakangsati Samasarveshu Bhutesu Madhvakti Labhati Param. So, unless one understands himself, he also cannot understand God also. In his misunderstanding position. Now, what Dr. Mishra is teaching is very nice, because he is teaching that just, first of all, you know what I am, what I am. So that's very good. But that what I am can be known from the Bhagavad Gita also, that I am not this body. That knowledge, at least theoretically, one must accept that I am not this body. Now, Krishna is describing that what is the position? I am not this body, that's all right. Now, actually, what we are, I'm not body, that's all right. Then, what we are. Now, the next person is Krishna. We must always know that Krishna, here it is said, Bhagavan Vacha means that he has got so extensive knowledge that there cannot be any mistake. His authority. So, whatever he says is right. That is the conception of Bhagavan. Here it is not said Krishna Vacha, because somebody may doubt Krishna. Well, Krishna was a historical personality. Why you should be so much concerned with Krishna as his general view? But here it is said Bhagavan Vacha. And I have given him the definition of Bhagavan, that he is all knowledge. So whatever he will speak, Bhagavan, there cannot be any mistake. For ordinary persons, there are four imperfectness. Just like we are ordinary men, we have got four imperfectness. What is that imperfectness? That we must commit mistake. We must commit this step. Our constitutional position at the present moment is such that we are sure to commit mistake. Even greatest politician like Gandhi, he committed mistake, and so many great men, they committed mistake. To any human, that is this thought, that any man, however he may be great in the estimation of this world, he is sure to commit mistake. And another imperfection is that he is illusion.
Illusion.
Now, illusion, you can see, illusion means taking one thing for another. That is called illusion. Just like in the desert, accepting the sand as water. That is called illusion. Similarly, every one of us who are identified with this body, he is under illusion. But that's a false thing. But he has no knowledge. Even President Johnson, he is under illusion. Even the greatest scientist, he is under this illusion. So, that one is sure to commit mistake, and one is under illusion, and Brahm, Pramad, and Vipralipsa. Vipralipsa means the tendency for cheating. That is the third. First is that one is sure to commit mistake, one is sure to be in illusion, and one is adapted to cheat others. Now, he is imperfect, but he wants to give knowledge to others. That is cheating. Everyone is imperfect, but he wants to give knowledge to others. Then you can ask, that, you are also giving us knowledge. No, I am not giving you knowledge. I am speaking Bhagavad Gita. I am giving you knowledge as given by Lord Krishna. It is not my knowledge.
But it is only interpretation.
Not interpretation, it is reading.
Yes,
I give you...
Cheat.
No, that is also in the definition of a conditioned soul. These four principles are there. It is not my manufactured things. These are information from authoritative scriptures, that a conditioned soul has four imperfectness. One imperfectness is that he is sure to commit mistake. He is illusion, and he has got a tendency to cheat. And above all, his senses are imperfect. So anyone who is above all these four imperfectness, who never commits mistake, who is never illusive, who never cheats others, and who has got perfect senses, he is God. That is also another definition of God. He may not be God, the Supreme God, but anyone who comes to this stage of life, he is liberated. He is as good as God.